Welcome to School and Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds, featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I am your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team, here to lead conversations and to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. I am thrilled to announce our 2025 virtual MTSS Summit happening this December. This two-day event is all about MTSS innovation with intention, where we will dive into bold ideas and practical strategies to ensure every student is supported and every educator is equipped to succeed. Join an international community of educators and leaders to explore how intentionality and innovation can drive meaningful change in MTSS implementation. You won't want to miss this incredible opportunity to connect and grow. During my time as an instructional coach, I created a system for students to submit kudos or shout-outs for their teachers. While some submissions were simple acknowledgments like, thanks for being positive, many others detailed specific instances where a teacher had offered crucial support or significantly brightened their day. I would print these comments out on certificates and present them to teachers. Some teachers even laminated these certificates and proudly displayed them in their classrooms, a clear sign that they valued the recognition. This simple act of creating a channel for students to provide timely, impactful feedback allowed teachers to truly grasp the difference they were making. I even created a similar system for teachers to share kudos with each other as well. Feedback is more than just a quick comment after a walkthrough or a box on an evaluation form. It's the engine behind continuous improvement, a critical component of MTSS and thriving school cultures. Stick with me today as I uncover how feedback, when done right, creates real change and empowers educators to grow. Think about this for a moment. How often do we as school leaders focus on feedback, not as a task to complete, but as a tool that drives growth? Feedback fuels the cycle of improvement by celebrating strengths, identifying areas for growth, and guiding actionable change. I want to share a quick story to illustrate this point. I heard about a teacher who had been part of a feedback conversation after an observed lesson. The administrator began by pointing out how clear the instructions were for a group activity. This teacher, though nervous, instantly felt empowered because their effort was acknowledged. But here's the twist. When discussing areas for growth, the administrator shifted the focus to student engagement, saying, "I noticed a few quieter students were hesitant to join the activity. How might we create a space for those voices in the future?" This little piece of feedback wasn't just a critique. It sparked new ideas and strategies in the teacher's practice. The result, a more inclusive classroom environment. That's the hidden power of feedback. It's not about judging, it's about unlocking possibilities. Now, in MTSS, feedback is especially crucial because it supports a culture of improvement that's data-informed and action-oriented. It makes data come alive by connecting the dots between outcomes and instructional strategies. Feedback loops ensure that everyone, from students to administrators, has a shared understanding of progress. For example, when intervention strategies aren't proving effective, timely and constructive feedback helps adjust approaches before issues persist. This cycle of assess, act, and adjust thrives on feedback. Researcher Thomas Guskey describes this as providing feedback that's trusted, focused on learning, and non-threatening. It's this focus on trust and growth that keeps the MTSS process moving. All right, I know that you're wondering, what can I do to elevate my feedback game? Maybe you're really great at it and you're wondering, how do I get better? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Here are some actionable strategies and reminders for giving feedback that fosters growth. Tip number one, be specific about behaviors, not personality. Start with detailed evidence-based observations. For example, your transitions between activities took 6 minutes today. What could we do to bring that down to 3 so students stay engaged? That's more helpful than a vague, you need to work on pacing. This kind of precision keeps feedback actionable. Tip number 2, engage in a dialogue. Feedback should never be a monologue. One principal shared how they use reflective prompts to invite collaboration. For instance, instead of listing everything that went wrong, ask, what do you think worked well in that lesson? Where do you see room for improvement? Not only does this build trust, it also empowers the teacher to do their own development and practice reflecting. Tip number 3, offer real-time, consistent feedback. Feedback loses its impact if delivered too late. Imagine walking into a classroom, noticing an ineffective questioning strategy, and waiting weeks to mention it. By then, the moment's gone. Instead, make feedback part of daily interactions. A quick follow-up email or conversation of an observation can make all the difference. Tip number 4, provide a balance of affirmation and suggestions. Use the tried and true feedback sandwich. Start with something positive, insert a specific area of growth, and end with encouragement. For example, your use of real-world examples really engaged your students. One thing to watch out for is your wait time after asking questions. A longer pause might encourage deeper responses. Keep up the great work on making those real-world connections. By mixing affirmation with guidance, we avoid feedback being perceived as punitive. Tip number 5, follow up with support and resources. One of the biggest mistakes is assuming feedback lands perfectly the first time. Following up with resources or modeling strategies can solidify that message. For example, if a teacher struggles with classroom management, you can't just tell them, hey, work on your classroom management. You might want to pair them with a peer mentor or share examples of effective routines, or even have them observe a master teacher. Okay, so we've learned some key tips and reminders, but how do you ensure feedback becomes an embedded practice in your school culture? It really does start with psychological safety. When teachers feel safe to receive and act on feedback without fear of judgment, a culture of growth emerges. One principal shared that they encourage feedback from all sides, even from their own staff. They asked teachers during one-on-ones, how can I better support you in meeting your classroom goals? That openness establishes trust and models that reflective practice you want to see in your teachers. Here's another idea. Use student feedback. Anne, who's an experienced teacher, encouraged her students to hold her accountable for managing her classroom tone. This process created a collaborative learning environment where self-awareness became second nature. Why not invite teachers to try the same? Asking students about what's working and what's not can yield eye-opening insights. Finally, consider implementing team-based reflection tools. Formal feedback systems like a 360-degree review engages multiple perspectives from students, peers, and administrators. This collective input brings balance to feedback and reduces biases. Now, feedback isn't without its challenges. You might hear objections like, I don't have time to give this much input, or feedback can feel too critical. Acknowledge these concerns, but don't stop there. Start by embedding feedback directly into your existing systems. For example, during those short post-observation check-ins, focus on one critical teaching move rather than covering everything. Encourage a growth mindset by framing conversations around possibilities, not deficit. Also, remember that feedback involves modeling. Share your own self-assessments with your staff. For instance, after leading a professional development day, you could say to the team, if you have ideas for improving these sessions, I'd love to hear your feedback. Here's what I think went well. Here's what I need to get better at. This vulnerability fosters similar behaviors in others. All right, we've covered the why, the what, and the how of feedback for your MTSS and educational leadership. Now it's your turn. How will you refine your feedback practice this week? Maybe you commit to writing notes of appreciation for your top performing teachers, or perhaps you engage with faculty members about a recent observation. Whatever you choose, take one small step forward, creating a constant loop of feedback and improvement. Remember, feedback is not just a task or an event. It's a process, a conversation, and most importantly, a powerful tool for learning and growth. Thank you so much for joining me today on School and Around. Don't forget to hit subscribe and share with your fellow leaders. If you've had your own experiences with feedback, with challenges or successes, I'd love to hear them. Give me your ideas. You can reach out at podcast@branchingminds.com, or you can visit us on our Instagram or on our website. Until next time, stay curious and keep leading for impact. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcasts on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branching Minds.